to tell us? Are you calling about...
Yes.
Please choose one of the following six options. For your account balance, say balance or press 1. To make a payment, say payment or press 2. To add or change pre-authorized payments, say pre-authorized or press 3. To notify us of a payment, say notify or press 4. To reset your voicemail password, say password or press 5. If none of these suit your needs, please say agent or press 6.
Agent.
All right, an agent. Okay, I'll get an agent to assist you. For a repair or technical support agent, press 1. For a move agent, say move or press 2. For overdue accounts, say overdue accounts or press 3. For mobility service, say mobility or press 4. For anything else, such as billing, sales or service, say other or press 5.
Other.
All right. Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality. Please hold on for the next available agent.
Good morning. Thanks for choosing Telstra. This is Kevin speaking. How may I help you?
How are you doing today?
I'm well. Yourself?
Pretty good.
Good.
I'm calling because I would like to cancel my my landline, please.
Oh, are you no longer using it?
Not really, no.
Okay. Can I have your name and account number, please?
Sure. My name is Carrie Taylor. And my account number is...
Excellent. Were you thinking about porting this over to maybe a mobility number?
No, I already have a mobility number.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, people just call me there now.
Fantastic. Okay, give me a quick moment. I'll put you right through to the cancellation team here.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, Carrie. Thank you so much for your patience there. I've got Eric on the line. He'll be of assistance from here.
Sure.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Hello, Carrie.
Hi, Eric. How are you doing today?
Great. Thanks. And yourself?
Pretty good.
Excellent. So my colleague was explaining that you're looking just not really using your phone anymore. Is that right?
That's true.
All right.
Only telemarketers use it now.
Only telemarketers? Right, for sure. Yeah, I do understand, cell phones seem to be the kind of way of the future and the way things are the more popular choice nowadays. And you're right, I tend to get a lot of telemarketers myself, so I totally understand where you're coming from with that.
Yeah, I don't want to pay for them to call me. It's a real bummer.
Exactly. Have you won any free cruises or anything recently, though?
No free cruises, but a lot of people want to fix my Microsoft computer, which is actually a Macintosh, so
right.
I don't know.
Exactly. You should try to call them out on that one.
Yeah, I try, but they're relentless.
Yeah, no, they really are, for sure. So, yeah, not a problem. I totally understand. Again, like I say, I have the home phone as well, but I primarily have you on the cell phone usage, so...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can definitely understand where you're coming from with that. So that's, not a problem. We can still go ahead and have that taken care of for you here today.
Okay.
So
it'll be canceled today, or?
Well, whenever, actually, you'd like. I'm actually looking in your billing cycles on the 18th of the month.
Mm-hmm.
So currently the bill you have right now, it's $23.67. That does cover you up until the 18th.
Okay.
So if you'd like, we can basically just keep it running up until that time.
Mm-hmm.
And, it'll just disconnect with no further charges coming from it unless there's any long-distance usage or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. If we cancel it today, do I get a refund?
There wouldn't be any credit back. We do generally require 30 days notice of cancellation.
Okay.
So even though it's, within the 30 days here, basically, until, your next bill cycle comes out, we'll just basically have the charges run up until the 18th, and that'll be that.
Okay, what's the date today again?
It is the...
The 10th.
Yes.
Okay, so I guess then if I get no refund, then we might as well run it up until the 18th.
Okay.
And then cancel it at that point.
For sure, we can definitely do that for you then.
And that way any real calls coming in, I can direct them back to my cell phone again.
Exactly. And one thing I was actually mentioning here too, we actually have a great calling feature that can go on at the end of it all if you are interested in this.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically, there's no charge for it, and it will stay on for 3 months, and it just automatically comes off, so you'll never see a charge for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's what we call call intercept, and basically anytime somebody calls your home number, they'll be notified that it's no longer in service.
Mm-hmm.
And be provided your new phone number. I know that you're saying with telemarketers being the main reason or the main callers that you might not want to put that on, but it's an option, though.
Yeah, I think I'm not going to use that option.
So basically anyone that you actually want to have your number probably already has it, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Exactly.
There's very few people that use the landline these days.
Definitely.
They just text me.
I'm sorry?
They just text me.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, we don't even talk on the phones anymore, right? It's all communicates through email and texting. So.
Well, I'm enjoying our conversation right now, so it's quite lovely.
Well, me too. I'm enjoying it as well. A couple of things I did want to ask you about the phone line, though. You don't by chance have it hooked up to an alarm system at all, do you?
No, we do not.
Perfect. And no faxing or anything like that?
No.
All right. Excellent. One thing I was going to mention with the phone, and this is completely optional if you were interested in it at all, for a six-month period, I'd be able to bring it down to a cost of just $15 a month. And what that would do is actually we could also add on a calling feature, like let's say call display.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're saying that, you know, of course, the telemarketers are the main ones that are calling. It's nice just to have the home phone as a bit of a backup. And we could do it for the price of $15. That call display would be added on there, and that would be included in the cost, and that way it could kind of identify who is calling and, you know, ignore the calls if need be.
So it would be like the exact same phone line, but for $15 a month?
Yeah, exactly.
So you basically just cut my bill, like, in half?
Yeah, just about. I mean, it's just, you know, I see you've been with us for quite some time, and we really do appreciate the fact that you have had your business with us for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a way I find that a lot of people tend to kind of miss the phone line when it is gone. They'll say that they don't really use it much, and, you know, that may be the case, but, again, nice to just have it there. Again, it's completely optional, and within that 6 months, like let's say that you are using it, then perfect, it'll remain on there. And even if in, like, you know, in the next month or two that you don't want to use it, you say just not using it at all,
mm-hmm.
you can definitely give us a call back, and we can just cancel it. There'll be no like cancellation fee, or, you know, we'll recoup any of the discount we've given. It's basically just to lower the bill a little bit here, see if it's something you might miss over the next little while, and
that's sneaky, sneaky. Well, I mean, I'm still not using the phone, and for $15 a month, I'm sure I would rather put that on my cell phone bill. So, thanks for the offer of cutting my bill, but I think I'm going to pass.
For sure, not a problem. Again, just to give the options there. If, you know, over the next few months as well, you find that you know, maybe do want to sign up for the phone again, generally speaking, the phone number that you have right now is kind of dormant for about 3 months.
Okay.
So if you ever did want to sign up again over the next 3 months, we could probably get that number back for you, but after that time, it does kind of get released back into the world, so to speak.
Okay, well, the world can have this phone number.
All right, perfect.
I think I'm done with it. Hello, world. This phone number is yours.
Yeah, exactly. For sure. No, that sounds good then. All right, so it'll be disconnected for you on the morning of the 18th.
Okay.
We don't have to send a technician or anything. It just automatically gets turned off. And after that, we do send a few closing statements, and they're, again, just confirmation statements that the account's no longer active. There should be no new charges on them.
Okay.
And then, yeah, that'll really be just about it. Those get sent out for a couple months, and then after that, it's all said and done.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Eric.
Absolutely. My pleasure. So we'll have that all in place and all set to go. Were there any other questions or anything else at all I could assist with here?
No. That would be lovely. I'm looking forward to not having a landline on the morning of the 18th.
Okay, perfect. Well, that will be all set. And if anything does come up or anything changes, for sure let us know. We'll be happy to assist in just about any way we can.
Great. Have a great day.
And you too. Thanks for the call today, Carrie.
Okay, bye-bye.